Well, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to our slot of Meet the Neighbours. This is Anne Rafferty on Radio Northern Beaches. And today it's my very great pleasure to have our writer and lyricist, poet, and you name it, Marcus Cornelius here. But anyway, more about Marcus in just a minute. First of all, we're going to have some nice music to get us into the mood. And this is a piece of music by Anwar Brahim. What a lovely piece of music that was. Certainly lovely and calming. And as I mentioned earlier, today's guest is writer, poet and lyricist Marcus Cornelius. And I'd like to say a big welcome to Marcus. Hi.
Thank you very much. I'm very happy to be here.
And welcome to Radio Northern Beaches. And for those listening, we're on 88.7 and 90.3 FM. And of course, this program is Meet the Neighbours. So, what are your connections with the Northern Beaches, Marcus?
Well, as I told you, I was going to say, it's a wonderful day for me. Because of my connection with the Northern Beaches.
Ah, right.
So, in specifics, 40 years ago, I had a very close friend in America when I was writing there, and lost contact with him after leaving America. And I've been looking for him for 40 years. And this morning, I get an email from him.
Wow.
First time I've heard from him since 1970. And that came about because of connections with the Northern Beaches through Arts Connect, and a very close friend of mine, Orlando Luminaire, possibly the Northern Beaches' most creative photographer.
Yeah.
And so it's very appropriate that that happened this morning.
Isn't that terrific?
That was wonderful.
It shows you it's meant to be.
Mm.
Wow. Well, I'll just say congratulations on that bit of luck.
Well, thanks to you too.
What a great start. Well, I'm sure our listeners will be really looking forward to hearing a little bit about you and some of your work. But I think we'll start right, I guess, at the beginning. Marcus, how did you get into writing in the first place?
I was very sick when I was about 14. Yes. And spent 3 months in bed. And during that time, I read the complete Shakespeare and kept prodigious notes. I have no idea what they were about. And also listened to a lot of music at the same time. Yes. And I knew then that that was going to be my life. And I've felt the same ever since.
Wow. That's quite a heavy thought for a 13 or 14-year-old, isn't it?
Well, it was, because in those days, so many poets had died young that I assumed that was part of the trip, that I would have to die young.
Oh, gosh, yes.
So I was always surprised that I kept notching up decades. And here I am.
Well, that's excellent. Yeah. I'm truly pleased about that. And, well, you look very happy with it, so, and healthy with it, so... What has your writing brought to you?
It's brought to me the fulfillment of that feeling that I had when I was 14. And also it's taken me around the world and brought me close to people that I am so grateful that I met and built relationships with. And also it's... What I think it's brought me too is to understand that if the heart is big enough, the bigger the heart gets, the smaller the world.
Yeah. Oh, that's a lovely way of putting it. Now, that brings me to, I suppose, the big question. What are your songs and poems about?
Well, in the first volume I published earlier this year called Songs from the Villa, I say in there that the songs are from love, with love, to love. In that sense, they are love's songs.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a feeling of life loves me. That's why I was created.
Mm-hmm.
And I speak from that.
So when you talk about love, you're talking in, I guess, the Greek sense, the wide agape sense of the whole love, which is all around.
Yes. In other words,
the universe
full of love.
Yes.
One just has to open oneself and receive it.
Yeah.
And then give it back.
Yes.
In kind.
That's an absolutely great message. And I think will resonate with a lot of people. Now, I've listened to some of your poems, and I think I'd like to play one of them to give our listeners a taste, if that's okay with you.
That's very good.
Okay, so let's have a listen to this one.
Heathrow, Schiphol, JFK, Narita, Cancun, Charles de Gaulle, everyone got to pass this way, yes, one and all. Dreamers, drifters, doctors, friends, rock stars, fashion models setting trends, champions of the world and plain no-hopers, pimps, presidents, elopers, everyone got to get in line, no push, no shove, orderly check-in please, at the terminal. Welcome to the terminal of love. Love's terminal. Love's terminal. There go Marilyn and Jack, John P. and call girl Christine K. Their joyrides sabotaged, carnage on the runway. Lessons to be learned from that, but probably ignored. Fuel of passion burning nicely as all four engines roar. Ophelia's on the rooftop of the long-stay parking lot. She's going to jump. Hamlet's with security. He's no chump. He shouts, "My love, surrender, or Cupid's vigilantes are going to shoot." Ophelia doesn't hear. She's gone. Someday love will flush you out, and it's time to keep your date with destiny. Forget about resistance, no need for tamper-proof ID, and even less for insurance. Beware the charms of flight attendants, love's undercover agents incognito. Bucket shop, long hop, non-stop a ways to go. Travelling with you, there's going to be the loving ghosts of myth and recent history. Hey man, it ain't no paradise.
going to be some turbulence up there, and plummet freefall once or twice. Your ticket's always valid, to no destination guaranteed. Sing along now with the siren song. Come fly with me, come fly the friendly skies. Buckle up and wave bye-bye before you leave the runway from the terminal of love. The long, long runway from the terminal of love. Love's terminal. There go Frida and Diego, the elephant and the dove. Frequent flyers full of love, mi amigo. Love takes off in all directions, even in heavy fog and flying blind. Baggage strewn across the mountainside, Desdemona's come to grief. Otto, full of disbelief, combs through the wreckage. On the loose, love's martyrs to a higher cause, shepherd hostages crawling on all fours. Each flight, take life in both your hands, cross your heart. Hope in love it lands. High winds may blow your flight off course. Relax. The crew's been good to you. Misconnections or shooting through. Just feel the force and there's nothing left to fear. Ask Arthur, Lancelot, and Guinevere. You're going to see some castles in the air, white palaces and minarets. Prince Jahan's love for his Mahal no one forgets. And sitting in the transit lounge with you, love's prisoners on parole or day release, two-timers and the faithful few. Journey starts here at the terminal. Love's terminal. Love's terminal. But someday love will flush you out and time to keep your date with destiny. Forget about resistance. No need for tamper-proof ID. And less need for insurance. Beware the flight attendant's charms, undercover agents incognito, bucket shop, long hop, non-stop, the way to go. Traveling with you, there's going to be the loving ghosts of myth and a recent history. Hey man, this isn't paradise. Going to be some turbulence up there. Plummet free fall once or twice. Your ticket's valid anywhere. No destination guaranteed. The engines sing their siren song. Come fly with me. Come fly love's friendly skies. Buckle up. Wave bye-bye before you leave. The runway from the terminal. The long, long runway from the terminal of love.
Wow, I really enjoyed that one, and I hope our listeners did too. I think there must be a very obvious pun in the title, terminal, as terminal in airport, but also terminal as in the final stages. Is that correct?
Yes.
I thought it might be. Yes. And first of all, I enjoyed it very, very much. I thought it was a wonderful sustained metaphor, really, of the, I guess, life's process. Mm. And I loved all the characters coming in and out because I could see them. Mm. I really could see them. Good. And another thing I liked about it was the repetition, because I think there was lots of lovely phrases and it was very comforting to have them come back. Mm. Sometimes people say things only once and you miss them. And I rather liked that hypnotic effect.
Yeah. Well, I've made a habit, well, it's become a habit of including repetition of entire stanzas for that reason. Mm. It reconnects with an earlier feeling.
And I suppose that's what, I suppose makes me think also of something you were saying before about, you know, they could be songs, really. They could be lyrics for songs because there is a story, but there's also the verses and the chorus, if you like.
Yeah, well, they're written in, it wasn't by design, they just come out like that.
Yeah.
And at the early stages, people would ask me, well, what are these? Are they lyrics? Are they songs? Are they poems? I said, well, quite frankly, I don't know. Mm. So I'll give them a name. And I gave them the name Sopo Lirimu.
Sopo Lirimu.
It was just short for songs, poems, lyrics, for music. And some can be songs, like regular songs, and others are words that can be accompanied by music that's appropriate to the feeling in the song.
Yeah. Mm. Mm. And have you had the pleasure of having your work with some musicians or
yes,
whatever?
Yes, I recorded a CD with my former rock band in England. We had a reunion, a 40-year reunion.
Ooh.
In England. And
what were they called?
We were called the Saxons.
The Saxons, right. And, okay, as in Anglo.
We'll hear a little about them at the end.
Right, yeah.
And two of on that CD are my songs, so I've sung the songs myself because I used to be a singer. And,
So did that give you quite a sense of satisfaction, having the music as well as the words?
It was just unbelievably good to be with old friends and do something like that.
Yeah. And there's no reason why perhaps we can't have new friends and we could have perhaps some further backing for your lyrics, shall we say.
That's my dream.
Yeah.
And part of that's why I'm here, I guess, in part.
Yeah.
Is there anybody's listening and they write music or they hear that song? Then if they want to contact me, I'd be very, very happy.
Yeah, well, we'll give you details later. But so you're very conscious that the poetry is there. It has to come out. And a lot of people seem to love it. I've heard, actually, allegedly, you have been compared to people like Bob Dylan and Leonard Cohen.
Mm.
And, I can actually see what people would mean by that, because there is that, first of all, there are those layers and layers of meaning there, and there's a sort of serious element, but at the same time, it's, it's all obviously crafted so beautifully that you don't feel the message is too heavy, to digest. So I can see how that comparison can come.
Well, thank you very much.
it would be nice. I mean, think of Leonard Cohen. He does tend to have usually just a minimal sort of background.
Mm.
Maybe even just a drum or something basic.
Cello, nice. Drum, flute.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure we got players out there.
Mm.
Okay, well, certainly that's one I loved. Mm. Now, I think it's only fair to give you a say. Do you want to read us one that you particularly like, you'd like to share with us?
Yes, I would. I've chosen one that I wrote recently, so maybe there's a little progress going on.
Okay.
I hope so. And so, if it's all right.
Sure, go ahead.
I'll read that.
And by the way, just before you start, for people listening, this is Anne Rafferty on Radio Northern Beaches. Meet the Neighbours, and my guest today is poet and writer Marcus Cornelius, who's going to be reading out another of his recent poems. Marcus.
Oh, thank you. This comes from what's going to be my fourth volume, and there's 100... Sopo Lirimu in each volume. This one is called When Promises Went Broke, and it's dedicated to a friend of mine in Moscow. Getting the house in order is such a devil of a job. Keeping the rabble in their quarters and the Duke's watch in its fob. With breaches of security, indulgence with impunity, and tempting highway coaches ripe to rob. A most impressive castle, with its turrets and its towers, watching the stars fade out, the sentries, as the monks pray through the hours. The king counts on timidity, the peasants bank on charity, and women fall in love while counting flowers. The tunnels of deception have been dug beneath the moat, just in case there's an insurrection or pretenders win a vote. There's talk of things like harmony and ways to quash acrimony, but courtiers went to buy their brand new coats. And gathered in the ballroom danced the laced-up courtesans, brimful cleavage in tight bustiers. Dungeon chains hold partisans, one laughing at frivolity, one coping with mortality, the jailer and the joker shaking hands. And then at last, in God's good name, we get to treaty time, and everybody, much the same, made sure they clearly spoke. And the pudding tried and tested, and the devil's not arrested, and that is when, so help me God, the promises went broke. The drawbridge of denial stuck fast, and it won't come down. Thinkers debate over splitting hairs, and the judge quite suits his gown. The tough ones go for baiting bears. The masses go for walks in squares. And the hand of fortune does its daily round. The warrior in his war room gives the itch to raw recruits. Tearful women wave their last adieu, and the generals press their suits. The king has got one on her knees. The queen accepts some other's pleas. The chambermaid is farmed out to the troops. The passions don't take kindly to a changing of the guard, and the marketplace they've commandeered, and the winners drinking hard. The helpless look on helplessly. Believers play down what they see. The poet's shot. The messenger is tarred. Stories in the history books, promises that went flat broke, paths of good intentions paved with gold. And the wise put off their stroke. Your time is what you make of it. Life how you give or take to it. And smoke and mirrors, just another hoax. And then at last, in God's good name, we get to treaty time. And everybody much the same made sure they clearly spoke. And the pudding tried and tested. And the devil's not arrested. And that is when, so help me God, the promises went broke.
Well, thank you very much for that. That's the first time I've heard that one, so that's quite something for me. And I'm trying now to work out where it comes from. I suppose I'm relating to the term a little bit. Am I right in thinking it's still a metaphor of this castle and the characters in it, like for life, or...
Yes,
I'd have to read it a few times, I think, too.
Well, there are some. I mean, if you look at society as a castle, there's always a king in his castle, and yeah, there's always some lover leaping out of the turret or out of the whatever it's called, out of the tower. And there's a dungeon, and there's a banquet hall, and there's the peasants being whatever that is to them. It's not very good, and it's who has taken charge of the castle.
Yeah,
why do we let those people take charge of the castle when, in my experience anyway, the common feeling amongst most human beings, they don't want that. So if that's the case, the only reason why it is as it is still, there are people in the castle who are on the top and people in the peasants, the only reason for that is the common feeling of humanity between people just isn't strong enough. It isn't that we can't do it. Because friends know that you can.
Yep.
So if it's possible between two people, it's possible between 2 billion. But we are led by the notion of difference rather than the notion of sameness.
Yes, yes. Yes, I can feel that. I can also see some resonance of that in an earlier work you did called Weird and Wild, the idea of where... we're similar, although we come from many different parts and we have different cultures, backgrounds, etc. But we have this common humanity. Yeah.
And that's what, to me, is love. Whatever made the universe didn't make it to destroy it.
Yeah.
Or to have stars fighting each other.
Yes.
We've done that.
Yes, yes. So that's very recent, that one, is it?
I can give you a date. 16th of March.
That's quite recent. 16th of March. Okay. Well, before we go on, obviously you'd like to share your work with more people. So I'm just thinking, what's the best way to look at your work? I suppose it would be on your website.
That's information is on my website, which is www, of course, and then auroranovapublishing.net. That's auroranovapublishing.net. And you can find all the information there. Or
so let me try that one again. That's Aurora, that's A-U-R-O-R-A, Nova, N-O-V-A, one word. Aurora Nova Publishing,
all one word,
dot net. Dot au. No?
Just dot net.
Dot net, right. Okay. But so if we look that up, we can get it, yep.
You'll get it. If you want to hear, if listeners are so kind as to want to hear some of the stuff again, it's available on www.last.fm. And if you do a search on my name, it'll come up with 2 CDs.
Yeah.
Which you can listen to for free.
Oh, that's good.
If they then like it, they can go to iTunes.
Yeah.
Which I think is a world first for spoken word.
Yeah.
And it'll be available on iTunes from, I think, mid-May.
Yeah.
It may already be available. I haven't checked. But so iTunes, everybody knows.
Okay. Mm. So the best thing is to look at your website. Yep.
Start there. And, yes.
And, of course, if people want to a phone contact, I suppose there's always Radio Northern Beaches.
Yes.
People can contact. Yes. We got the Radio Northern Beaches number handy. It'll be around somewhere, except when you want it. Oh, well.
Well, anyway. Another, they can contact Arts Connect, who have my details as well.
Well, the radio number for Radio Northern Beaches studio is 94514887. So 94514887. And if anybody's listening who would like to get in touch with Marcus about his work, or if they're interested in joining up with some music, then they can always contact our radio station and say that this was through Meet the Neighbours with Anne Rafferty. Well, Marcus, believe it or not, our time is coming to an end. As far as today's concerned, I'm sure there will be other times we have to pursue things a little bit further. But we're going to end up with a piece that you've chosen, and there's a special reason. Can you just talk us into it?
Yeah, this is from the CD me and my band recorded in the UK. And when people listen to it, just bear in mind, we hadn't seen each other for 40 years. When we got together, we had 3 days. We actually had 8 hours in the studio, and in that time we did a CD. And this particular piece I love, because I love the original, but I love the cello riff in it. And you can hear my singing voice as well. So thank you very much for asking me. I really enjoyed myself.
Good. Well, I loved having you, and I'm sure our listeners really had a good time listening to your work. And we look forward to hearing much, much more of you in the future. And we're going to go out with
Hotel California.
And thank you very much, Marcus Cornelius.
On a dark desert highway, cool wind in my hair, warm smell of calitas rising up through the air. Ahead in the distance, I saw a shimmering light. Head grew heavy and my sight grew dim. I had to stop for the night. There she stood in the doorway. I heard the mission bell. I was singing to myself, could be heaven or this could be hell. Then she lit up a candle and showed me the way. There were voices down the corridor, I thought I heard them say, welcome to the Hotel California, such a lovely place, such a lovely place. Plenty of room at the Hotel California, any time of year, You can find it here. Her mind is Tiffany twisted. She got a Mercedes Benz. Got a lot of pretty, pretty boys that she calls friends. How they dance in the courtyard, sweet summer sweat. Some dance to remember, some dance to forget. So I call up the captain, please bring me some jazz. We haven't had the Saxons here since 1965. And still those voices are calling from far away. Wake you up in the middle of the night just to hear them say, welcome to the Hotel California. Such a lovely place, such a lovely face. They're living it up at the Hotel California. What a nice surprise. Bring your own rally pies. Mirrors on the ceiling, they pick champagne on ice. And she said, we are all just prisoners here of our own device. And in the master's chambers, they gather for the feast. They stab it with their steely knives, but they just can't kill the beast. Last thing I remember, I was running for the door. I had to find a passage back to the place I was before. Relax at the night, man, we are programmed to receive. You can check out any time you like, but you can never leave.